Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sister's Place Blog Talk Radio Show. We bring forth real stories about real talented men and women who are living their dreams and chasing their dreams, and they're being an inspiration to others. On our showcase today, we have our author showcase spotlight with Cerise Rainey Murphy, who is joining us today. Hi, Cerise.
Hello, Latrice. Good morning. I'm so excited to be here with you.
I am so excited. Welcome. Hi. Welcome. We are glad to have you. You are a best-selling author writing science fiction and children's series, and I love your latest novel, To Find You. So tell us about your novels, To Find You, as well as your children's story, Ellis and the Magic Mirror.
Oh, well, Ellis and the Magic Mirror is about a little boy who finds a magic mirror and discovers that there are trolls hanging out at his school trying to stop kids from learning. And the book takes you on a journey as Ellis, his little sister Freddie, and his best friend Toro go into the forest to find out what the trolls are up to and stop what they have planned. It's really an action adventure meant for readers age 6 to 9. So kids who are, you know, ready to read chapter books, but they need the pictures to help anchor them to the story. And one of the best things about the book is that it's fully illustrated in color on almost every page. So that really kind of sets the experience apart from a lot of other chapter books that you see.
And then To Find You, tell us about that novel.
To Find You, as you know, is a historical romance about two souls trying to find each other through time. And it takes place in 4 different time periods, starting out in 1750s Ghana, then pre-colonial India, then Pearl Harbor during the bombing of World War II, and then finally to a futuristic Washington, D.C. And it's a love story, but there's lots of action and suspense and true love.
Okay. What inspired you to write that story, To Find You?
Oh, gosh. Well, I had just finished writing the 3rd book in my sci-fi trilogy, Order of the Seers, and it's a really intense book. And I was in the middle of the editing process, and I thought, my God, I need a romance. I need to write a love scene. I need to write something where things, just everything turns out okay and there are no superpowers. And no sooner did I say that than the story came to me so powerfully that I had to put down my editing for the book I was working on and do the outline for To Find You. And it was such a wonderful experience. And I had to wait a year in between when I wrote the outline to actually committing to writing the book, because my son had asked me to write a book that he could read, because he was 6 years old at the time. And Ellis and the Magic Mirror came out of that collaboration. So I finished Order of the Seers, the last book called The Last Seer. Then I started in on Ellis and the Magic Mirror. And then finally, I got to write To Find You.
You are a busy woman.
It is definitely a journey.
Absolutely. Now, you write in more than one genre, and I find that fascinating. And for our audience, how do you balance writing in multiple genres?
You know, I really feel like, first of all, I'm blessed. So, and I start there because I feel like my stories are given to me. I'm not really the creator, or I don't come up with storylines. Literally, my stories come to me. And so the driving force behind why I write any story is that the story was given to me. And I feel like it's a blessing to me. And a blessing's not complete until it's shared. So if God has given me a story, that means I have to write that story and get it out. So it might be a children's book, it might be sci-fi, it might be historical romance. I'm in the process of outlining a space opera and a a sort of fantasy story, all of those mm-hmm. came to me, and I will write each of them just sort of out of obedience. So for me,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's why I write so many different things, because I never know what God's going to give me, what story is going to choose me to be its teller.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I just
beautiful.
Follow that.
I like that. You're following your passions and your purpose. There we go.
Absolutely. 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 I believe still so strongly in that.
Mhm. So who are some of your favorite authors and why? And if you could name three.
Okay. My first has to be Toni Morrison. I love her because she writes for all five senses. Whenever I read her book, I can feel it, I can taste it, I can touch it. It's just such a sensual and sensory experience. And
mm-hmm.
I just think that's just amazing. Another author that I love is Alice Walker. Again, for that same reason. I feel like more, she's sensual, but there's an emotional intensity to her writing that I really
mm-hmm.
connect with. And I love that about her work. I'll throw in another independent author that I love by the name of Sarah Elizabeth. And what I love about her writing, she writes a series called Dusty, and it's
mm-hmm.
it's emotionally brutal. I'll just say that for those checking it out, it's not for the faint of heart. But what I love is that she treats flawed characters with so much humility and compassion. And I remember reading one of her first stories, and I thought, why am I reading this? I can't stand this woman. She's just drinking all the time. She's letting this guy walk all over her and blah, blah, blah. But it was 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was still reading. And finally, I realized that as I got to the end of that story, I realized that what I didn't like about those characters and how I judged them was how I judged my own weaknesses.
Mm.
And she was treating them with such compassion, and I thought, wow, that really sort of illuminated, you know, what I bring as a reader to a book.
Absolutely.
And how all
mm-hmm.
my, you know, all my drama and all my whatever, sort of I put that into the characters, and it encouraged me to be kinder to myself and kinder to others. And I think any time a book can inspire you to do that, that's pretty powerful. So she's another one of my favorites.
Yes, it is. So I understand that you are launching a brand new platform. And
yes.
It's pronounced, is it Narazu? Did I pronounce that correctly?
Narazu, yes.
Narazu. Hey,
mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
Yes, I'd love to. Narazu is an online platform for promoting and discovering and eventually selling independent speculative fiction content, which means sci-fi, fantasy, art, film, books, comics, anything you can think of in terms of medium, but we're focused on sci-fi, fantasy, and horror, etc., that's created by independent artists. And the reason
mm-hmm.
why I started it is because I believe so strongly in the indie artist movement.
Yes.
And I've been inspired by it. You know, you hear and you read and you see stories that are so inspiring and so spirit lifting
mm-hmm.
that you struggle to find in sort of mass media. But the problem is that it's so hard for everyday folks to discover independent artists and be fed by this amazing commitment to creativity and expression. And so I wanted to create a platform that would make it easier for the people who love science fiction and who are seeking something inspiring and different to find the independent artists that are creating that kind of work. And so that's why I started Narazu.
All right. So what advice do you have for foreign writers who want to share their story, but they don't know how or where to start?
Great question. You know, first of all, if you can tap into that, regardless of your spiritual or religious base, if you can tap into that idea of purpose and that nothing in your life is random. So if you have a story,
mm-hmm.
there's a reason for that. And as a reader, and, you know, most writers are readers first, we've all read that story that changed our lives, that touched us, that reached us in a way that no one else could. And you might have given the book to your friend, and they read it, and they were like, it was all right. But for you, it was powerful. And that's because that book was meant for you. That story was meant for you. Think about the story that you have. That story can have that same connection, can reach someone else the same way that someone else's story was able to reach you. And if you never write your story, they will never have that moment. And that's going to be your fault because you did not answer the call. There's so many opportunities for healing in storytelling, whether it's in movies and books, comics, whatever. There's so much opportunity for healing and connection and opening up a whole new world. Your story could do that to somebody. And you don't have to think that it, you know, I remember writing particularly the second book, because the first book of Order of the Seers I wrote, and I didn't really think that anybody would read it. I just wanted to write it. Mm-hmm. But the second book, I knew people were going to read. And I had all kinds of issues around, who am I? I mean, I took myself through so much with my own self-doubt. And then I realized it is not about you at all, like not even a little bit. And I know it feels like it's you because you're writing the story and the story's in your head, but you're just the vessel. The point of the story is the other person on the other end who's going to read it and understand it in a way that you maybe hoped and in some ways that you didn't even intend. Because it becomes a living thing in the reader's mind. And they bring things to it that have nothing to do with you. And if you never write that story, they will never have that experience. So that's the first thing, because that drives me. When my doubt comes and my, what am I doing, it comes, that notion drives me. The second thing, so after you, if you can hold on to that, then here are some practical things. Write outline first of your story.
Okay.
So this is what I do. If you're busy and you're, you know, there's so many things going on, I don't have time to open my laptop or open up a notebook and just see a blank page. I don't have time for that. I have two children. I have a husband, a life, all that. So what I would say is first start with a story outline. What happens in your story? The whole story. Try to outline that. After you've got that down, see if you can break that into what I call a chapter outline. In each chapter, the story outline tells you what's happening, what is the arc of your story. The chapter outline breaks out how your story unfolds, chapter by chapter, what happens in the chapter. It's not deep and amazing. It's just like three things. What happens in the chapter? What is the point of that chapter? And how does it end so that the next chapter is necessary for the reader? Those are the things that you want in each chapter outline. What happens? What's the point that you're trying to make with this chapter? And what's the thing that makes them need to move to the next chapter? Because don't ever assume that someone has to read the next chapter. They don't. And then once you've got that down, now you're ready to write your story. Sit down, look at chapter one, and start writing. Write on your laptop. I keep a notebook with me everywhere I go. Let's face it, sometimes you're not by your computer. You know what I mean?
That's
if you have no function on your phone, I have written an entire chapter on my phone. You know, get it in when you can get it in. And how
That's
you can
right.
get it in. Napkins, scrap pieces of paper. I have used all of the above, and I just number them. I mean, it's sometimes it's rough and pitiful. Oh, well, you know what I mean? But here's the thing. At the end of the day, if you don't stop, you will finish. It's just a fact. It's just a fact. So once you start, don't stop. Even if you only get a sentence, even if you only sketch out a scene that you don't even really know what it means or where it fits into your book, keep going. But start with the story outline at the least. If you can get there, then go to the chapter outline. Because when you sit down, whenever you have a moment, you will know, I'm working on chapter one today. This is what happens in that chapter, and this is what I'm doing. And it helps to focus you. And that's been, you know, I do that with every book.
Okay. That is great advice. Sure. Definitely great advice. So how can our audience learn more about you and find you? so that they can stay connected with you and find out about your projects.
Awesome. Well, you can go to my website at www.cerecerennymurphy.com, and that's CerecerenniemurphyCom, and that's a great place to start. I have all my projects. I'll tell you what's coming up next, as well as reviews and other things that you can check out. You can also sign up for my mailing list right on my website, and that's where I give you notices of an exclusive previews of things that I'm working on. Like, for example, I just finished a short story that I'm going to be sending to everyone on my mailing list for free.
Okay.
And I'm really excited about it. It's a 5-chapter story about a family at Thanksgiving dinner and their conflict. So it's not sci-fi or anything, but it's a story that's been in my heart for 5 years, and I finally finished it.
Oh, wow.
So I'm really excited about that. So that's a great place to stay in contact as well. I'm also on Twitter at Cerece R. Murphy, and on Instagram, same name, Cerece R. Murphy. And then my Facebook, which is Cerece R. Rennie Murphy. So those are some pretty good ways to keep in contact.
Okay. Well, there you all have it. You definitely want to pick up her novels to find you for the adults. And definitely if you have children, you definitely want to pick up Ellis and the Magic Mirror children's book series. Thank you so much, Cerece, for joining us today. You have a beautiful afternoon, and keep on sharing your stories.
I will. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Likewise. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye. Well, there you have it. We just wrapped up our author showcase with Cerece Rennie Murphy. You definitely want to go out and pick up her book. Have a great one, guys. Sister's Place, Blog Talk Radio. Make sure you visit our website and sign up for our newsletters at sistersplace.com, SistasPlace.com. Have a great one.